Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show Vida in Zero Gravity. Life in Zero Gravity. You know the vibes. Tú sabes las vibras.
No!
Tú sabes las vibras.
Tú sabes.
Love it, we love it, we love it, we love it, we love it. We going live. Live and direct. You know the vibes. This week is not as spontaneous as last week. Last week we went full spontaneous. It was this girl's idea.
We went full crazy.
It was this girl's idea. This girl. Blame her if you didn't like that episode.
Excuse you?
Just kidding. Sorry. Dodgers fans, see you.
Stop.
Right now.
Stop.
Forever. Hey, Dodgers fans, see you soon. That's right.
This is just snow.
Well, look at us. Look at us shining right now. Oh. Are you a Dodgers fan?
Yes.
No wonder I'm seeing you
soon. Stop! Oh my gosh. I literally can't. I can't.
What? What did I do?
I can't. What did he do, guys? Can you just comment down below?
Wait, do that smile. Look at this. This is something only the viewers get, because I'm sure some people listen to this exclusively. See our smiles? Listen to us smile.
Okay, my face hurts now.
Okay, so give us a school update.
Oh my gosh, I have so many friends. Marla and Naomi, if you're watching this, hi girls, hey. And the girl that I always hang out with, you always wear purple on Thursdays. I forgot her name, I'm sorry.
Did she do that on purpose?
Yeah.
Actually, I said, I wear purple on Thursdays.
No. Like, are you trying to copy the Mean Girls? No. Well, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Okay, you just said that you hang out with this girl. Immediately talking trash.
No.
Wow, bro.
What?
Getting smarter? Do you feel like you're getting smarter?
Probably not.
Are you getting stupider?
Probably not.
And did you, in fact, go to Jupiter?
No.
I've heard that's where the girls go. To get more stupider.
You know, when you say that, more stupider. More stupider.
I know, that is dumb.
More
right?
Stupider. Yeah, that's what whoever's like saying that against girls or boys.
I don't know if we're making our case with that. You know, feels like whoever says it is actually more stupid. I feel like
girls go to Mars to get candy bars.
Nah, I don't think so. Happy Women's History Month.
Excuse me, bruh.
How do you celebrate Women's History Month?
Like my birthday. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Your birthday was last month.
Wow.
We in March now.
No.
Wow.
Leap year. Hashtag leap year.
Leap year. That is special, huh? That we have a leap year?
Yeah. Do you want to know the reason why?
Why?
So you know how we have it like every 24 years? I mean, bro. You know how we... Stop putting it so close to my face.
I don't know why that's so fun.
It's not fun. It's not fun for me. All right. No, but actually, a leap year happens because every 4 years, because the Earth... Don't you dare get that thing away from me. All right. The Earth, the orbit, it... when it revolves around the sun, when it spins around a full 365 days, it's actually 365, 365.25 days. Stop. And to make up for it, because 25 times 4 is 100, and it's like one fourth. You know what I'm trying to say right now? You know, like, okay, but actually,
that's just weird. Like, they're always doing some weird stuff like that.
Yeah, and apparently a full rotation on Earth is 23 hours and 56 minutes, not 24 hours.
So where did that 4 minutes go?
I know.
Probably in traffic. So everything in our whole lives is just wrong. It's just off. They just...
Yeah, like, why can't Earth just take 4 minutes? 4 minutes! Well, actually, it's not really... Earth spin cycle.
The spin
cycle. It's like when Earth spins around the when Earth, because it makes a circle, but like when it makes a circle around the sun, since the sun is so big, it just takes a longer time for Earth to stop. Just takes a longer time for Earth to go and finish the circle around the sun because it's just so big, and the moon is like that too, but it just takes less because Earth, like. You know how many Earths you can fit into the sun? It's thousands.
Lot, right?
It's probably more than that. There's so many Earths that you can fit into the sun, so that's why it takes like a full year for it to just like go around, because it's making one big circle around the sun, but it's also spinning at the same time. So that's why, like the part of Earth that is facing the sun is the one that is like daytime. That's like the half of the Earth that's daytime. So, like, that's why they have time zones, because like it would be weird if it was like all the same time. Like, imagine it being like 8 p.m. and then like the sun is still shining in another place on Earth.
So how did I don't know how the flat Earth things works, but how do they explain that time zones? Thinking about that, right?
Yeah.
What's the explanation?
Like,
I don't know.
Flat Earth. I don't understand flat earthers. Like, why do they think that?
Do you know any flat earthers?
It's night. No, but I've seen them before. Well, okay. I haven't seen any in person, but...
Just on the internet?
Yeah. But, like, I don't understand. Like, the Earth is a sphere. Why do you think that all of the other planets are circles and then Earth is just a,
they,
just
well,
a plate?
Well, to be fair, they probably think everything's a plate. I always say that they have flat brains, and that's why.
Paper brain.
Like, okay, brains are not...
But actually, like, you know, like, if you ever seen, like, the moon before, usually you can see, like, it's a circle on, like, a full moon. So why would the moon be revolving around, like a dish or, like whatever type of thing that you think Earth is, like, why... Okay, so... If one place it's nighttime and then one place is daytime, how do you think that works if the Earth is flat? Like that doesn't work.
They probably don't believe in time zones either, most likely, the flat Earth people.
Yeah.
They probably think that it's the same time everywhere and it's just made up. I don't know what they believe.
Yeah, it's.
I don't know. Yeah, because I don't know how you explain that. If it's a plate, like, what is the plate just tilting? And that's how there's different times.
I don't understand, because if Earth is flat, then we would all be sideways right now. We would be falling off into the unknown if the Earth was just spin. Stop it. If we would be falling. Stop. I'm trying to explain. Okay. No, but actually, like if the Earth is facing like this, and that's how the time zone is. You see my hand? Like, imagine this lamp right here. Get it. I can't even show anything. Oh my gosh, you're such a bad cameraman. Okay, so, like, like this part, since this part of my hand, stop. Okay, this part of my hand is facing the Stop! Oh my gosh. Okay, this part of my hand is facing the lamp, which we're just gonna represent that as a sun, and then this part. Like, you can kind of, like, tell that up right here, it's like a shadow. Like, it's not giving off as much light. So, Earth is not rotating like this. Because if we're standing on flat land, if we're standing on horizontal land, and Earth is facing vertically, for all you flat earthers, why are we still here? We, like, this is us. Because this is what land looks like, right? This is what land looks like. So if Earth is facing this way, why, we're walking sideways. Like, how does that make sense? Like, we would just fall off the map. Our map would glitch and we would fall off.
Yeah, I don't know where they get that. Like, that's so weird. Maybe they believe in gravity.
Oh yeah, I just realized that. How would gravity work if... I don't even know. But, like... It's just, like, the sky. Like, how they think the sky... Like, have they never seen... There's real life footage. There is satellites that take pictures of Earth, and you can always see that it's a spherical shape.
Well, they
shape.
Think it's fake. They think it's like that footage is fake.
Like animated,
or whatever, you know. I don't know exactly what they believe, but they think that the moon landing was fake.
What?
Yeah. That actually went viral this week because, I don't know if you know, they actually sent stuff to the moon recently.
Yeah, they have like a, I think they have a flag there, but I'm not sure.
No, like really recently they sent like equipment to the moon.
Why?
I don't know. I forget why.
Yay, I love to live on the moon. There's like so much, actually no, there's not a lot of gravity there. So
you just jump around.
Yeah.
Imagine going to, where'd you go for your birthday this year?
What's that place called? Extreme Jump?
Imagine going to Extreme Jump on the moon.
Well, that would be crazy. How would you even get on the trampoline? Like, you'd just be like...
It would take forever.
Yeah, imagine, like, floating back down. Yeah, but flat Earth people, if you're watching this live stream, what... I mean, if you're watching this right now, go. Go.
What's wrong with the flat
go!
Earth?
Go!
Stop what? With the flat. Be nice to our flat Earth brothers and sisters.
I'm sorry.
They have flat brains.
What? Okay, how are you going to tell me to be nice and then just call them stupid?
Like, I didn't say that. They just have flat brains.
Flat brains equals...
I don't know, maybe they're smart. Maybe they're right. Maybe we're all wrong.
No.
It is weird that
But, like, haven't they seen, like, a graph of... Like, why do they think that, like, you know, like if you dig, like, a hole really deep in the ground, like, there's, like, so much... If the Earth is flat, then how are there mountains?
I don't know what what their explanation is for
stuff. I don't
like
know
that.
If they live on like a plane or something. Like plain. Like the plains. Like it's just like really flat grassy land. Not like the one that you fly.
They're like on the plains. Astral plane?
Nope. But I just don't understand. I really don't. Like, the sun is a circle. You probably shouldn't look at it, but the moon is very easy to look at. You can look at it, and most of the time it's a circle. Like, there's sometimes, like, it's like half a circle. It's like a fraction of a circle. Like, but it still is a circle. The moon is not cheese. If it's cheese, somebody would have eaten it. So stop saying that the moon is cheese.
Stop it. Knock it off.
But the Earth is not flat.
This is coming
from somebody who's not even...
I'm actually a cheese earther. I don't believe in like flat Earth or round Earth. I do believe it's made of cheese.
Yep.
I'm a cheese mooner. That sounds weird, actually.
It sounds like I
moon the cheese. I pull my butt out and show it to the cheese.
Ew!
That's what it sounds like.
So gross. I thought it just meant like that you really like cheese.
So how has it been making friends? Seems like you make new ones all the time. What's up, buddy?
I don't know.
What's it like making friends? What are you doing? What are you doing? You didn't tell me.
Making friends is really nice.
Good.
I look so pretty. Yeah, I can't even see myself.
You can't? You're right there. So was there anything else on that?
How's it like making new friends?
Oh yeah.
Hey daddy, I bet I could do this. Ready?
Press it down on me.
No. For now.
What did you think of our daddy-daughter day?
Mid. I'm just kidding.
It's okay if it was mid.
No, it wasn't mid. We'll try to do it different. It's never mid.
Good.
Don't I hear my back crack, y'all? Watch this. I mean,
you didn't tell me what you thought. Oh, you said it was mid. That's right.
Ready? I can't crack my back. Oh my gosh, I hate it. I hate it.
You got rid of all the tension.
Sorry, y'all. It's just like a major. Oh my gosh, look how strong.
You look strong. You look strong.
No, I don't.
What was your favorite part of Daddy Daughter Day? Daddy Daughter Day.
And we, like, were together.
Oh. Anything about when we were together? Just all of it when we were together?
Just all of it. I just love spending time with you.
You're so sweet.
Looky. You see this?
I had so much fun with you.
No, you didn't. Mm-hmm. Flat Earthers.
Flat Earthers have the most fun.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they do have fun.
Anti-furries, I like you.
So, want to tell them about our day? That was fun. I wish we could do that every day.
I know, I wish I could too. But, you know, like work and school and work and school and school and work and work and
school and school work and work school.
And what? Oh my gosh.
We say it at the same time.
Jinx! Ha! Sorry. But yeah, so. The first thing that we did, we dropped Lolo off, or our grandma, actually, my grandma and his mom, and we dropped her off at work. She surprised me, because on Wednesdays, I get out early. I get out at, like, 2:50.
12:50.
I mean, yeah, sorry, 12:50. But I got out early the last Wednesday. And we went to the beach because usually I get out at 2:20, and that's like usually where all like the traffic is happening.
There could be some. It would be worse, I think. You know.
Yeah, but like I mean, there's always traffic, especially in like a bigger state like California. Like there's like more people here.
It's, yeah. Like, a bigger I mean, population. If you're in like there's parts of the state where there's not much traffic, but yeah, this is like there's a good amount of people here. So
I think California is actually the biggest state.
When we're going to LA, it is population wise.
Yeah.
Land wise, it's not the biggest. Alaska is actually the biggest.
Oh yeah.
But I there's like barely anyone there.
I'm sorry. Alaska. No, stop. Sorry, people that live in Alaska, Alaskans. I'm sorry.
You're gonna get eaten by polar bears. Night night.
Stop.
No, I'm just playing.
Stop it.
You're gonna get frostbite.
Night night. Stop. Stop.
Night night. Big night night. So how? So was there? Oh yeah. So we went to the we picked up Lola or we dropped Lola.
We drove to Long Beach. It's in LA.
LA. It like touches, yeah. So we went to Long Beach.
Why did I say it like that?
And then we had sandwiches.
Oh yeah, we had Ike sandwiches. It's really good. I got Da Vinci. It's number 118.
You remember the number? What?
And we got 3 caramel lollipops and 1 blue raspberry lollipop.
How did you remember the number?
Because it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. But I think it had like an 8 in it. But I don't know. It might have been 118. That'd be really lucky.
Would you want to get that again?
Yes. I mean, it was a quite exquisite taste. I think I would, you know, decide if it would be a oh! Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Welcome to my live stream.
And today. Then after that we saw
The Boy and the Heron.
And then we went in. Then we went in the jacuzzi.
Then we went to bed.
Were you singing the song?
Yeah.
So in Japanese, that movie is called
How Do You Live?
So if
you made a song about it.
Yeah, I have a song called How Do You Live on the latest album. And so if you haven't heard it, yeah, it's
so sorry.
No, yeah, she's right. It's like based on that. So it's just based on loss. So check that bird out if you didn't hear it already. I think I've put it on here. What's wrong?
I don't know.
So you enjoyed that day?
No, it was bad. I'm just kidding.
Lord.
I actually really liked it.
Yay.
Somebody texted you.
Oh. No. I don't want to talk to them. No, it's just my friends. I'm just messing around. So how did you like The Boy and the Heron?
It was good, but it was kind of sad.
It was a little sad. Oh. How would you rate it out of Zeus Slabs? You remember the Zeus Slabs score?
Yes. 1 out of... Get this away from my face! It's not even that funny right now.
I'm sorry.
Stoppy. Oh, why? Why? That's... I'm sorry. That's what you just did.
What would you rate it in Zeus Slabs?
No.
What would you rate my phone zooming in on you?
Wow, negative 11. Alright, The Boy and the Heron. It was a really good movie. I really liked it.
But yoy.
I like the story, but it's just like kind of sad. I think it's like a 7.7253. 7.72593.
Very precise score.
And a half.
And a half. Not bad.
Bro, my stomach be itching for real.
For real, for real?
For real.
So what is actually like your favorite cartoon movie that you've seen?
Dang, that's a little hard.
I'm the grill master. I ask the tough questions. What do you think? Do you have a favorite?
No.
No favorite?
Oh, they're just like all super good. But my least favorite is Hotel Transylvania 4, Transformania.
Wow, bro. Hotel That's Transylvania.
So mid. It's literally
you don't
more
like it?
Mid than mid.
Wow.
I hate it. They removed Adam Sandler, and then they got this Brian guy. Like, are we going through the alphabet now? L. I bet they're gonna have Caleb Ross as an. I don't even know who that is.
That sounds like a real person. It sounds like a douche. Caleb Ross.
Stop.
Sounds like someone I'd like to punch in the face.
Is that your bully?
Mythical person.
Mythical. No, mythical is good.
Hypothetical person.
Sorry if your name is Caleb Ross.
I'm Caleb Ross.
I'm Caleb Ross. I'm no, stop.
Shut your soft self up.
It's soft serve.
You soft serve ice cream pansies. I'm just playing. What is your favorite movie overall? You might not have a favorite. What are you doing?
Oh no! Sorry guys, I had a stomach ache.
Oh lord. Do you have a favorite movie overall?
Oh lordy lordy lord. I don't know what my favorite movie is.
You don't have a favorite?
I don't know. I just seem to make a movies that I don't know which ones that are my
favorite. What are like some of your favorites?
I like Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Really?
Is pretty cool.
I didn't know that was one of your favorites.
Nope.
That I saw the Mario first one
movie.
With you.
Oh,
right?
FNAF movie. Sorry. The FNAF movie is actually my favorite.
Is it really?
It's actually mid. I don't like the FNAF movie. 4 out of 10.
I'm so confused. What would you actually rate the FNAF movie? That's a good question.
It was pretty good. I love that Scott Cawthon, the creator, the man, the guy, the person. Phone guy.
Is he phone guy?
Yeah, he plays phone guy in all the FNAF movies. Oh my gosh!
Does he play him in the movie? Oh no.
Oh yeah, they don't have phone guy in the movie.
They kind of did, but it was Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
He's the one who calls him.
Yeah. Hello, hello, hello. I wanted to call. Okay, FNAF movie rating. It's probably I really like how I like the story was. Like I like how it was all set up and the animatronics are pretty cool. Actually, it was like a 1 out of 10 because why'd they make Bonnie blue? Bonnie, for all you OG FNAF fans, Bonnie is not blue. Bonnie's not sky blue. Like, why would you make him that color? Bro, really just downgraded the. I hate it. Why are their eyes glow red? Like, did they just, like, did they get onions in their eyes? Like, stop making. And stop putting this dang camera in my face! Stop it!
My
You're
bad.
Not dead. Stop.
My bad.
You do not care.
My bad.
Stop it. Why are you saying it to the camera and not me? No,
my
stop.
Bad.
Stop. No, no, don't even. Don't even.
My bad. Oh, my. I said it to you.
Oh, wait, you put
my
it.
Bad.
You came. Oh. Really, this live stream, whatever it's called.
It'll
I don't
never
even
end.
Care.
It'll never end. Never.
What if I press that red button? What
it'll
if I press
still
the red button
on.
With the call?
Then we have to redo the whole thing.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't press it though. That would... So, What's your least favorite movie you've seen? Oh, you said that, huh?
Hotel Transylvania. I hate it! I hate it! I hate it!
What's the worst thing about it?
The animation. Why you look so goofy? I hate it. It's animation. It's... Get this dang phone out my face! Stop it! No, stop!
I
you
can't do it to myself.
No.
My bad.
Stop. I'm literally so done with you right now. Oh my! I need to get you a babysitter. I'm just kidding. Get this phone out my face and get your face out my face. I don't like how it looks. Just get away.
She's very happy right now.
No, I'm not. You keep putting that day phone in my face. And every time I say stop, you're like, my bad.
Get the funk out of my face. Get stop. The funk stop. Out of my face.
Oh my gosh.
Get the that's funk. Not- out of my
stop.
Face.
Why are you keep doing it?
Out of my
stop.
Face.
Really? Really? This is what we're going to do now? Yeah.
I'm ready. God, no. No.
I'm so ready.
Oh,
right now.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, now you want to say sorry. Excuse you. Stoppy.
Who's staying on business most?
Me.
No.
How are you gonna tell me?
I'm standing on it right now.
Wow, really?
As we speak.
So you just pooped in the bed. You peed yourself in the bed.
You did. You're the one who always does that.
No, I don't. Yes. What are you even talking about
you
right now?
You did it last night.
What? Why you manipulative gaslighter?
Manipulative gaslighting.
Stop it! You keep mocking me and being serious! Why? Why are you laughing? You're not even supposed to be smiling right now. Get your fucking face!
It's not like you said a bad word.
No, I didn't. I said funk. Funk.
Yeah, I said get the funk out of my face.
Yeah, how are you not going to get canceled for
out
this?
Out of my face.
You say so many bad words. And your songs. Like, I bet you have a whole album that can't go, like, a single. Ew, you're itching your booty.
No, it's my back.
Booty
it's
back
like the middle
thing.
Of my back. It's not even my
that's
lower
that's what they
back.
All say. Get your phone out of my face!
Chill.
Oh, really? I don't want to chill right now.
Oh, really? So, is Myla still your least favorite person?
Probably Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber? Why? Oh, because he
racist,
dropped...
You racist...
He dropped
no,
the
I'm
N-bomb?
Just kidding.
Are you going to call him a racist cracker?
Why would you say it? Is that racist to me? Because, like... because I'm technically black, but, like... Is that still being racist? Because... I am white too, but like
you could get away with it. You got the cracker pass.
That doesn't even sound.
You're allowed to say cracker.
That sounds like a store that sells crackers, and then you just get like a discount on it.
It does sound like that. Cracker store.
Yeah, but I feel like people take like the N word more seriously. Well, not Justin.
Yeah, for sure.
I hate you! Why'd you get arrested in Florida, L?
She's mad. She is angry right now.
Yes. So, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been that harsh.
So I also
shouldn't have been white and said the N-word.
Yeah, true.
You shouldn't have. Like, why were you... Why'd you do that? Why?
It's a bad look.
What are you thinking? Why are people still watching your dang YouTube channel? You look like.
You gotta have a comparison. You look like,
You look like Spooderman. You look like Spooderman when he takes it out.
What do you say he looks like Spooderman?
Why you got lemon syndrome, L? I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
What?
Lemon syndrome.
Yeah. Lyme disease.
Lyme disease.
I got good instincts. I always thought he was kind of a douche. I don't wish Lyme's disease on anyone, though.
No!
But, yeah. It happens.
that kind of hurt my face.
Sucks to suck.
No, stop it! What? Bro. Bro. Yeah, I did not wish, like, sickness on anybody.
Let me knock on wood.
Why you do that? What is that? Stop it!
That's what you do if there's, like, bad luck. You knock on wood.
Why do you knock on wood?
I don't know. That's the thing. You never heard someone say knock on wood.
No.
Huh.
But why do you knock on... What? I get it. So if I knock on, like... What if I knock on, like plaster? Is it when something good happens, I knock on plaster? What about cement? If I knock on cement, then something...
Oh, no, it just doesn't ring the same.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Knock on quicksand.
Quicksand.
I don't understand what knock on wood means.
Quicksand doesn't seem like it would be a real thing. Like, you gotta really mess up to get stuck in the quicksand.
Yeah, you can't rush because, like, it'll just sink you down more.
Yeah.
You just have to get somebody to, like, pull you up slowly. If you ever get stuck in quicksand.
Have you been stuck in quicksand?
Well, yeah, at the beach, that was kind of like quicksand, actually.
It was, huh?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I always see, like, there's, like, this huge puddle of quicksand in, like, a random jungle. It's like, what? I don't know. I feel like you have to be, like, at least, like, around somewhere with a lot of sand, like a beach, to, like, get stuck in quicksand. Like, there's no way I'm just going to be driving my car in the middle of the freeway, and then there's going to be, like, a puddle of quicksand. Like, they put it in the most random places. I don't understand, like, how there's quicksand, like, inside of a building or something.
Like, yeah, not so quick.
Happen? Are snails slow?
Probably not, right?
No. Just answer how you would answer. Are snails slow?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the question?
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
That's all I want to hear.
What has surprised you most about living in California again so far?
I'm kind of surprised that my mom actually let me, like, come here early, because I thought that she would not like the idea of me even coming here at all, but she like, let me move in the middle of the school year. But I'm so happy that I did, because I already made so many new friends, and I had, like, a... Like, it's not a bad feeling, but it's just, like, a bad feeling that, like... Bro, I just copied myself. But it's like, I wanted to move here, but, like, when you're just, like, in that moment, like, you just, like... I think that I was just, like, overwhelmed by everything that was happening, so, like, my body... Like, whenever I get sad, like, I just... I don't know. Sometimes, like, when I get sad, I'm scared. No, you fell!
You get scared when you get sad?
Yeah, because I feel like when I get sad, like, I just feel like I don't know, like, what to do when I'm sad. Especially, like, when it comes to that. Did it end?
No, it didn't end.
Why'd you do that?
It was an accident.
I did that.
Well, I'm glad you've been here. I'm glad you came. I know, I'm gonna say that a lot, but I'm glad.
What? You're not happy that I came here? You're just glad?
Every happy emotion.
Wow. So, what about anxious? Because anxious is kind of happy, too.
Yeah, I'm anxious because I'm like, I don't want it to leave, oh no.
But you said that you're happy for me for coming here.
Yeah, but I don't want you to leave. I don't know what that is. It sounds like Boomhauer.
Stop it.
So, what do you want to...
I got a bad feeling about you, bad feeling.
What do you want to do that we didn't do already?
I want to go to the mountains, but I don't have the right clothes.
Well, it's not really snowing right now, you know that, right? You want to go when there's snow?
Yeah.
It'll probably rain again and we can go. Okay. Is there anything else?
Spring break. Oh. Do y'all want to see my feet? Okay.
Is there anything else that you want to do that we haven't done yet?
I want to go to Universal Studios. And I want to get the Yoshi hat.
Oh yeah, you never got that, huh? The Yoshi hat. Are you sad?
Sorry.
Silly. So can you... is there anything else? Or is that all you can think of? Is there anything else? I guess not. Can you undo what's already been mountain done? Stop. What do you think? Is it possible to undo what's already been mountain done? Did you know?
No, I don't even want to hear that.
I know that we've moved. Stop. I know it's March now.
Stop.
Do you know what I'm gonna tell you? Do you know what I'm gonna tell you?
Yes, of course I do. I don't want to know. I already knew.
What do you think I'm gonna tell you?
I'm not even saying it. Just don't say it.
Are you on
with me? No.
You gonna let me know?
No, I'm not letting you know anything. All I'm letting you know is that I want to hear it.
Are you gonna say?
No, I know what you're gonna say.
Did you know?
Stop.
What do you think I'm gonna say?
You're gonna say that a black man is eating peanut butter. Because you always say that.
Now, how about that?
Stop!
What do you think about that?
What do I think?
And a white man invented racism. How about that?
Whoa.
No, I don't know if that's true. There's no way to know that. That's what people say. But...
I mean, it makes sense. I'm no. Stop.
It does.
Wait, what? Wow. I'm kidding.
Okay.
Remember when you asked me if I recovered from my crash?
Yeah. Here comes
Speed Racer.
He's a demon on wheels.
No, he ain't.
He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone. So, what was I gonna say? How do you like doing this show?
It's actually really nice to just like come out here and then you just like say whatever you want. Okay, well don't say whatever you want. You know. Like, you can't say, like, some things, but, like, you just say what's on your mind, you know? Well, I guess it just depends what's on your mind, but just say all the positive things on your mind. But then again, we have different perspectives of what positive is. So, whatever thing that is good to society, but, you know, you can also have different perspectives of that. So, stop.
I was agreeing with you.
Oh my god. What?
I can't do anything.
No, why? Why you agree like this? That's what you did! Stop!
I'm trying to let you know that's what that you really, did.
Okay,
really
why?
Agree.
Why are you doing this?
I agree profusely.
No, I don't know what that means, but no.
It means very much.
Wait, remember when I kept asking you what words meant, and then you just kept giving, like, the most exaggerated definitions. Like, you could, like, what does ideal mean?
Idea?
Ideal.
I have to think about that.
Wait, no, I'll give you an easier one. What does instruct mean?
No, I mean, like, I know what they mean, but...
Like, had to, like, make it... Like, whenever I'd ask him what a word means, he just, like, put more, like, super big words, like, in the definition he was explaining it to me. And I didn't understand it! Let me think of a big word. What does astounded mean?
It basically means, like, surprised.
But can you, like, say, like, the super, like, big definition? Like, you just keep saying, like, the big words. And, oh, to, like, to describe it.
Astounded, well, it's, no, I don't know right now. I don't think I could do it.
No!
So, what was I gonna say? Why did you bring those smelly shells back from the beach?
Bruh, I didn't even know that they were gonna smell.
You knew. Secretly, no. You knew.
What? No, I didn't. I don't know what that was. I don't know why they still smell, but it's just like... I didn't mean to bring back the fish, don't you? I didn't mean to bring it back.
I think you did.
No, I didn't mean to.
You wanted to funk everything up.
Stop. I literally didn't even bring it. I mean, well, I did, but, like, I didn't mean to. Okay, well, I did, but... Oh, just stop it.
Okay, observed. Do you think all dogs really go to heaven?
Chihuahuas. I don't know. I mean, I feel like they can't really do something. Well, actually, there is, like, a lot of dogs that can, like, kill people. But I feel like it's not really, like, just because, like, they want to do something bad. Like, sometimes it's just, like, to protect themselves or to protect other people.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, like, because dogs are, like, so loyal that I feel like whenever they do hurt somebody, it's just to protect. Like, it's not just because, like, they have bad ideas. It's not like that they just, like, randomly want to hurt people, but it's just, like, their instincts. Like they're not, like, they don't really, like, know any better. Like,
who?
Dogs. Well, I mean, there's some really smart dogs, but, you know, like, dogs like they aren't able to communicate, like, when they want us to, like, stop doing something. So, like, if they feel, like, bothered, or if they like, don't like something, then, like, that's, like, how they say stop. Like, they just, like, give you, like, a warning. Like, they nip at you, or, like,
they bite
start,
you.
Yeah, they start barking. Because, like, they don't know how to talk. They don't really understand, like, what, like, our words mean.
They know some of them, but, yeah.
Yeah, it's not really like they can have, like, a conversation with us, like speaking English or
speak for yourself. Like,
which language that you guys speak? Well, mm-hmm. I guess I won't really be able to understand. Well, I mean, there's like people that can understand multiple languages, but if you have like another language that you speak, that's super cool. But, like, whichever language that you speak, like, if you ever seen, like, a dog, they're not able to talk like we can. Like, they can't understand the
things. I've never seen a dog.
We live with one. Stop playing, bruv.
Stop playing.
Stop.
So, if all dogs, most dogs go to heaven, right? Do you think all cats go to hell?
Yes. Okay. Well, I think that's a little harsh. They go worse. I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm sorry.
Is it really
sorry,
harsh?
Sorry, I'm sorry, cat lovers. I...
F them cat. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you were playing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just joking. Just a little too, jokey. Yeah. I just play. I play too much.
No, I don't want to see it. I want to see that thing in my face. Why are you showing them yawning? Wait, are you getting bored of me?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I just get tired because it's like that, you know, it's been a long stretch.
You get tired of what? You get tired of me? Okay. No. I'll just disown you.
What did you learn today?
That you aren't my friend. I'm just kidding. No.
I'm your friend. Best friend. What'd you learn? Or if you didn't learn anything, it's okay.
Well, I learned what commutative property is. It is... It's when the order of numbers... Or, like, it's when, like, the orders of the equation that you're doing, like, they don't matter. It's like 5 times 3 is 15, right? But 3 times 5 is like the same thing. So it doesn't matter what order you put the numbers into. It's just going to be like the same answer no matter how you slice it. Yeah, so like let's say 2 times 3 times 4. So 2 times 3 times 4, that's like 24. But if I do 4 times 3 times 2, it would also be 24.
That's good. It should be like that, right?
Yeah. But, like, with the associative property, it's, like, the opposite. Like, it has to be in the same order. Like sometimes they'll put, like, parentheses. But, like the numbers, they have to say in the same order. Or else, like, it will be wrong.
That makes sense.
But, like, they could put parentheses to trick you into thinking that it's a different order. But the parentheses, like, all they do... Parentheses are just like if y'all have ever heard of pimp faucet, like it's just telling you to do it first because like those are the ones that are inside the parentheses. You do parentheses before brackets too, then exponents next, then multiplication and division. You just go from like left to right, and same with addition and subtraction.
Right.
Yeah, and exponents. Like I'll give you an example of an exponent. Let's just do. Like,
X gonna give it to you.
Wait, how do you say? Is it?
Is X it, gonna give it to you.
Stop. I meant, like, how do you say, like, is it seven? Let's just say, like, seven, and then, like, a three for the exponent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would you say that, like the right way?
What is it?
Like, seven and a three.
But what else is there in the picture?
Oh, that's all I wanted to do.
I don't know what to think about that. But anyway... what is... Let's see. What did you learn today?
I learned, like, commutative property. And... Oh no! You are falling asleep.
I'm not asleep.
No. Wait, what? That's right. Okay. But, yeah, I also learned, there's,
What did you unlearn?
I don't know how I unlearned something.
Well, what did you not learn today?
I didn't learn how to do, functions. In college.
Well, hurry it up.
Also, what? Excuse you. It's like 10 years from now. Actually, I don't even know. No, probably less.
It probably is like 10 years.
Dang. Oh, yeah. Never mind. I just forgot.
Yeah. So, what was I going to say? Where are we at? Oh, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Probably in high school.
Hopefully. Hopefully you don't get held back. I'm sure you'll be there.
I think I'll be in 10th grade.
You probably will.
I will be starting my second year of high school. Junior, senior, freshman,
sophomore.
Oh, yeah. So, is freshman like the first one? And then junior is the second one, and then sophomore is the third one, and then senior is the fourth one.
Yeah.
I'm tired, y'all.
I'm getting tired, too. We're almost done.
You almost fell.
Almost, but not quite.
No.
So, what's your favorite food?
Probably pizza.
That's your favorite?
Pizza's just like so scrumdiddlyumptious.
And what's your favorite restaurant?
Jake's.
Is that still your favorite?
Pizza Pizza.
No, it's okay if that's your favorite. I was just curious.
That's probably like my favorite like buffet, definitely. Or Tasty Goody. I don't know.
Yeah, those are good.
I don't know.
Wait, Tasty Goody has a buffet?
Is Subway a buffet? I think
no.
Subway. Oh, wait, never mind.
A buffet usually is like all you can eat type of stuff.
Oh, so. Yeah, never mind.
What was I going to say? What's your least favorite food?
I don't really know.
You don't have a least favorite?
Probably fish, because I can't eat it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I hate you, fish. And nuts. I don't like almonds. Almonds are literally in everything, and everybody's always saying they're so good.
I feel it. So what is, when's the last time you pooped your pants?
When I was 9, but I was really sick.
Uh-huh.
Stop.
No, I'm just kidding. I believe you. You're tough.
I was really sick. It was the time where I got sick in April. Remember when I was throwing up?
Yeah.
I was throwing up. Like, I just got, like, super sick all of a sudden. I went to, like, the lake.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. It be like that sometimes, yeah.
Ew.
Nah, I'm just like, what do you think people misunderstood about Gen Alpha?
Oh, definitely like how we talk. People are saying that we talk in skibbity riz. You know, I don't talk in skibbity riz. I talk in English.
Well, are you talking in skibbity riz right now?
Stop. You're being so rude.
Sorry to say.
I don't talk in Ohio. I don't talk in skibbity toilet. I don't talk in riz. I don't talk in Mew. I don't talk in Gyat. I don't talk in, hold up, what is it? I don't talk in Phantom Tax.
Phantom Tax.
I can't even. Stop it.
Well, we're about to wrap this up. Was there anything you wanted to get into?
I don't talk in The Amazing Digital Circus. I don't talk
okay,
in...
Okay, I think we got the point.
I don't talk in Tegeleke. I'm talking...
Tagalog?
I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
So
don't talk in Ohio Final Boss. I don't talk in Skibbity Phantom Tax. I don't talk in Rizmus. I don't talk in...
Merry Rizmus, you whackness. Not you, everybody else.
Oh!
So is there anything else you want to talk about?
Nope. Bye, y'all.
Alright. Well, yeah, we are going to get out of here, actually. Good night.
Good morrow.
Good morning, whenever you watch this.
Wow, that's so rude.
What should we call this episode?
This episode, I don't even know what we talked about. this episode should be called Get That Dang Phone Away.
Okay, maybe so. Alright, we love you.
Wait, it should be called Zoomers, because we're like zooming in, and you're a Zoomer. Wait, no. Well, I just call myself a Zoomer.
Maybe I'll just, should I call it Zoom?
Yeah, Zoom. I like Zoomers better.
Zoomers, okay.
Zoomers. Okay. But you can also do Zoom.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, good day, good night, good night. Oh, I don't speak in good night, good day, good night, good night. Oh.